Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? This is your host, Seti J, and you're now listening to one of the craziest shows on the air. This is Life at the Dust Live, and it is Hot After Dusk Monday. And you know, every Monday on Hot After Dusk, we always bring you hot music, hot interviews, and of course, hot mess. So it wouldn't be any good if I was bringing you a little bit of everything, and which we are going to do so. So today's show, as far as the hot guests we got today, we got my boys all the way from Jacksonville. We got the Bingham County boys are going to be on here in just a moment. As you see them right now, we're bringing them in a second. And we'll be chopping up with them. They're one of the many artists that came through here that are being featured on Global Tech Mixtape Series, as well as being featured on internationalhiphop.com. So we can we chop it up and see their story on, you know, what led up to this point and just kind of how they started out. So we'll be chopping it up with them. Of course, I know, and as far as the hot music, we're going to be playing one of their tracks, which is Big Face Hunters right here. And then, man, it's under the hot mess. Under the hot mess, y'all know, I always got something crazy. Oh, man, we got, so Nicki Minaj is in the hot mess this week. Malaya Michelle, she's hot news, not necessarily hot mess, but hot news. And then, of course, Chris Brown and Rihanna are in it. And then, in the words of this one thing on YouTube, what kind of fuckery is this? All right, I want to say shout out to our sponsor, Me Marketing Group, and that's at Me, it's like me, MeMarketGroup.com. Check them out. They are the place where you can help yourself get heard in. They are known for increasing your media and social marketing, so definitely want to check them out. And they got a lot of hot stuff over there, like That itself, or That Piff, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'll be here all day. You even do graphic services too. So check them out. Trust me, I like them. Their prices are perfect. That's the one thing about it. Like a lot of the services out here, a lot of people try to charge you over their head. But for what they're giving out, it's a steal. So you're trying to get high quality work and not to pay that much for it, especially if you're in the industry, I suggest you go check them out. That's at MeMarketGroup.com. All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring on the guest of the day. Is this my boy, BKB?
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Shout-out, boys. Rocking with Sandy J on the Dust Spot. You know what time it is. Duval County Bangle.
Well, good, that's it, man. And that, but, you know, it's just an honor to have you guys come on. You know, we have a lot to chop up. You know, first off, you know, congratulations to being one of the great artists that came to the show that's being featured on the Global Tech Mixtape Series, keeping it global all day long, and also international hip hop, man. So got a lot to chop up, but you know, first off, I know it's four of y'all. Go ahead. Who all do we have over here today?
That's what's up. First, you got, I'm your boy, Fang.
On your boy, Smiley.
Yeah, this your boy, Dirty Bread, Montclair DB.
And you got your boy, Certified.
And that represents Fang. Boy, yes, sir.
Now, I kind of told our ratings for those that are like, what is the Bangham? What's Bangham County? Now, how did y'all come up with that name? Bingham County boys.
Where we from Jacksonville, Florida, right? That's Duval County, and our nickname is the Bangle.
Yeah, y'all know y'all see that all gun shaped state.
We got bunches that's from Jacksonville that have been on the show before. Matter of fact, one model man has been on here. definitely, like, she's been in a whole lot of major videos. She was on here, Destiny Shashay. She's from Jacksonville. So big ups to her.
Most down. Mm-hmm. For sure.
That just showed y'all got some nice women out there.
All day long. All day. We keep it tight.
So, like, how did y'all actually get started to music?
No, I actually started real young, probably like around about 14, 15, probably younger than that. Just got influenced just by hearing other music and just by listening to the music.
Just life. Yeah, okay. Just getting on. Just trying. So when y'all first started off, y'all going, shoo, we out. Y'all in the garage, singing, doing y'all spins or whatnot.
Nah, we ain't that far, like, we ain't that far, like, in
a whole
T-Murder
for the slum. Oh, man. Well, it was definitely made out. Now, one of the things is, I've just noticed is what I talk about a lot on this project is the things that everyone brings is different to the table. As far as y'all, what are y'all bringing different to Love Attack Mixtape Series and International Hip Hop that people might not have seen already?
Well, we kind of blending a little old school with a little bit of new school, you know what I'm saying?
Just bringing back like that old bounce.
That real street bounce music, you know.
Yeah,
what
we
saying?
Ain't doing all that, you know, that stanky leg and you know, shaking booty on TV and all that. We just not we just gonna keep it appropriate and all
that,
keep it real. So.
Keep it real, keep that culture in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember I had Loud Packs on there for a little bit, and then I was like, dang, that beat is like the switch don't hook it to no bass, it's like hidden. I was there like, Loud Packs.
Okay.
People look at me like I got Tourette syndrome, and so I'm like, what the heck just came out of nowhere? So I'm saying this.
Yeah. You know, that's how we do it
down
here.
Most definitely, man. You know, as far as like the parts of the game you know that you see that need to be changed, what would you say is something that needs to be changed in the game that is kinda falling apart right now?
I mean, I feel like people just need to keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real.
He's making anything right now.
Yeah, you know, I feel like people keep it real with themselves, man, because the rap game came up off of realness, man. If you go back in the days when you had, you know, Eric B. and Rakim and KRS-One, they were talking about some real rap or hip-hop, if you want to say. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, it's just like people just saying stuff that don't even how to make sense no more.
Yeah.
I mean, just keeping it real with yourself, though, for the most part, I feel like, you know, if people start keeping it real with themselves and stop, you know what I'm saying, straying off and just keeping it real with the rap game and the culture, you know, I feel like it'll stay tight.
Yeah, talk about that good and the bad side of, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing in these streets, you know what I'm saying, they always support the good side, but we talk about that bad side too.
Well, because I mean, some people they weren't from the streets at all, and then they try to, you know, try to go fake and portray the streets to try to get their street cred up, and they go, yeah, man, look at me, man, I'm hood now. I'm like, I hate that. Yeah. Like, like people don't realize that people are doing this because they had to, not because it's because they're trying to make it look good for the radio and whatnot.
And see, you will hear that in our music too.
Yeah, we talk about stuff like that all the time.
All the fakeness going around, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. You will hear that in a lot of our music.
Yeah. you know, rich people want to be in the street, want to do stuff that they got to do all the time.
You already rich.
Y'all don't damn know about no EDP. All the time trying to get,
you know what I'm saying, coming from the real street. Like, you had to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day you had to hustle. And you might have, it just wasn't no other way.
Exactly. Like, it's some of these, I ain't gonna count on names, I don't know, but some of these you ain't starting these old fake behind beats. He like, y'all corny behind that on a beat, man, get the heck out of here. So, this is whatever. But,
yeah.
Shoot, man, what we gonna do is, let's go ahead and check out, for those that haven't heard it yet, let's check out your song, man. Tell us a little bit about Big Face Hunters.
Yo, Big Face Hunters, that's you got Smiley and Dirty Bread on that featuring.
Yeah.
The Friday Band.
It was the little song that we just came up with, just
playing around,
throwing money around, just, you know, like counting money. And first thing, you know, we just started jumping around with the Big Face Hunters.
You know, that's what we want to see from this rap game, Big Face
Hunters.
You know what I'm saying? And that's Dirty Bread on that stupid beat right there.
I made that beat, produced that song a little bit, did what I thought I could to it. So hey, it's pretty straight.
Well, shoot, you know, y'all heard it, man. They play it right here. If you haven't heard it, you but to hear it first right here on Life That It Does Live. This is Big Face Hunters. Right here on Life That It Does Live. Lego.
Like purple, I'm high up that purple. Booty mango kush got me all in the circle.
We are back on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Fetty J. That was Big Face Honest. Big Face Honest. There you go, boys. Banker County boys back in the building. Jacksonville's finest.
Yes, sir. Hey, we give a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Elevated Scott over there at Global Attack. First of all, you know what I'm saying? We got to give a shout to him, internationalmixtape.com. We also want to give a shout to Coast to Coast Mixtape. We gonna be in that Coast to Coast Mix on November 20th in North Carolina.
Oh man, that's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we gotta give you one of these. Definitely give you one of these. What's up, y'all? Last of the day. There we go. Now, Audie's gotta get a little bit of Gatorade every now and then if you're trying to act weird with me. But no, man, you know, that's definitely big. You know, a lot of people don't realize having a strong viral buzz is what it's all about, and you guys definitely are getting it. Moving on to, we're going to ask you some tough questions here in a bit. First one, let me put my thinking music on so you can think about it. First question is, what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened to each of y'all? Each of y'all, I think it's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you. You got about 30 seconds starting now to think about it. Y'all, I'm telling you, dude, I'm talking about crazy. Crazy show on the air. So, hold on. Okay. All right, so the question was, what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to each of y'all?
Well, I don't know. I guess the most embarrassing thing is when
one of them had stumbled on the stage one time.
It is Beyonce, man.
We were performing at this club called Mascara down here, the strip club, right? And my man, that was being hosted by Brad the King, and my man Certified was getting ready to grab the mic and he had down the steps.
I know what it was. I know why he fell. He was too busy trying to grab the mic. He was too busy trying to grab one of those strippers. That's what it was.
I got a nigga stumbled over this verse.
That's about the most embarrassing thing to do, too, is stumbling over your verse, too. That's about the most embarrassing thing I done did.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, he just stand up.
Y'all gonna start telling her, he's telling like, no, I don't know, man, that's not gonna work.
We some clowns anyway, so we be on crack on each other all day. We got a lot of embarrassing stuff to talk about, man. Now that you think about it.
Oh man. and going back to something you just said, that y'all joke around with each other a lot. So that pretty much said that the chemistry between all of y'all was like in sync.
We joke around with each other all day, every day, man. We just got that type of chemistry like that. We clown each other all day, man.
That's what it's about, man. People, like, you gotta have fun, man. You don't have fun while you're doing this. It's boring. But, man. Okay, then we're never gonna ask you, before we go to the next question, we're gonna go to everyone's favorite part of Mondays when we go in on some of the crazy hotness of the week. All right, so, story number one. Yeah, of course, I told y'all we have stuff about Nicki Minaj, of course. Nicki Minaj, there's the pictures of her, because she's on American Idol now. I'm still trying. People call me a hater or whatever they want to call me. I'm still trying to figure out. She's a host on this. Still trying to figure that one out. Anyways, going to this. You got pictures of her. Her butt doesn't look quite as big. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's like a granny booty now. It look kind of flat. Like, it just look. Somebody in the background, you wrong. Her thought that means her shots were off. You wrong. You gonna cut it out over there. Oh, man. But now, yeah, I'm looking, because I mean, look at a picture of her a month ago, and then I'm looking at her now. It's like, yeah, it still has some shape, but now it's like a normal, it's starting to look more normal. So I don't know, man. What are you talking about, man?
Got a butt
with this. I'm looking at it. You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I know, we're going to keep it because y'all know how we do it on here. We keep it real. I know out there in Florida, y'all got a lot of chicks that be doing it.
Yeah,
man,
it's hard
to smoke. They get that
booty
pop. As soon as they put it in there, it's popping up. They're like, dang, where was that at?
That was giving me
this old nonsense. Oh, I was working out. You weren't working out. You were working that needle up your butt or something. Get the heck out of here. But up some more crazy news. Of course, while is this really news anyway, y'all know. But hey, I don't make the news as reported. Anyways, Rihanna. There's more proof of Rihanna and Chris Brown still hanging out with each other. And they're showing that they're still in love, man. I mean, do we need that to be news? I mean, it's...
Yeah, they ain't gonna change that, man.
Yeah, it ain't gonna change. I mean, it's for them. I mean, because their personalities are so crazy that it's like, who can compliment that? Like, you have to be able to... You have to be crazy to put up with crazy, and the two of them are just... on a whole nother level. So, of course, they're going to be eventually draw back to each other again.
Yeah, it's always like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there ain't no need for them to be fighting anyway. If they don't be together or not, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean they can't still work together and be friends.
Either way, go to the record.
I think they fighting, but they fighting back in the bedroom. That's what I think they doing. They doing that type of fighting again. Speaking of strippers, y'all was over here talking about being a strip club earlier. Oh man, going to this story. Lord, looking down now, Malaya Michelle. Is in new magazine, dropping out of the newsstands now, Originators magazine, and she has a new spread of, man. Yeah, I gotta go check it out, Media Takeout, and see what I'm talking about. Like, ooh, wee! Y'all gonna have a nice little surprise. You go over there, just go and see for yourself and see. Wow. So, shout out to Leia and Michelle doing the thing.
Yeah.
All right, so that is your hot mess of the week. On the other hot mess, and this is personal for me, which is my Dallas Cowboys lost yesterday. I'm still a little sad behind this. A loss. Freaking lost, why did they lose, man? The world is coming to an end today, man. Yesterday, I couldn't watch it. Pete Carroll beat our ass. This was just terrible to look at.
Yeah.
Now, as far as y'all, who are y'all favorite teams?
Man, we done lost hope in them Jaguars, man.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? We got the Jaguars. I ain't lost hope in my Jaguars, man. I ain't lost hope, but they got to get it together, man. They need to tighten up.
Yeah, because who just played against them? Somebody from AFC East has played against them, actually. The Giants?
Yeah.
Jaguars, man. Yeah, we'll see, man. We got to see what's going to come out of it, man.
I feel like Gavel, he ain't ready. They need to put Chad Henne in. He's more experienced. You know what I'm saying? And just let Gavel be the second string quarterback.
Shit, I'm still, you know, everybody, everybody's saying, Tony Romo, it's just so, you know, everybody's throwing all this stuff. But you know what? I'm very critical of Tony Romo, but yesterday the mistakes weren't really on him. He can't help people aren't catching freaking passes and fumbling the goddamn ball to kickoff. I mean, I'm done. I mean, I can go all the long laundry list of things. And then Jason freaking Garrett decides to throw the ball on 4th and 2. That's a crucial part of the game for us. We need to win 4th and 2. He says, let's freaking throw the ball. Bro, just run it. Like, we only got one shot. That was the last shot. We missed it. I'm mixing up games. That was the Eagles. Never mind. I mixed up the Eagles game because I hate the Eagles. But I can't believe what I saw. I was like, the Ravens off against the Eagles? It's turning into, I don't know what the hell is going on this season. This is a scary season of football this year.
Scary season,
so let's see, man. Let's see, man, what your Jaguars and my Cowboys do, man. Hopefully they rise up and try to do something the rest of the season, because it's not looking good right now. I mean, we only 1-1, but still, I mean, the Seahawks, we got much tougher skills than the Seahawks, so that's scaring me.
Yeah.
So, man, as far as, man, let everybody know, as far as, like, how they can keep up with what's going on with you guys and all your music and whatnot.
Well, we got Facebook. They can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter.
Bangtown the Boys.
We got the It's My URL / Bangham County. And they'll be able to go. If they go to It's My URL / BanghamCounty.com, then you'll be able to access all of our Facebook, Twitter, everything, music, MySpace, all of that.
So you can type us in on Google and Bangham County Boys, all our stuff will pop up.
Or heck, if you Google them, I promise y'all, y'all Google the name. I mean, I saw like so many sites they were featured on, and even, of course, I even saw the one, you saw like the Reverb Nation and everything. So y'all Google it. I know y'all be getting tired of me saying Google, but it is what it is. So check it out on Google.
I'll type in Bangham County Boys.
Yeah, you can type in Bangham County Boys on YouTube. You'll catch the video clip. You'll get the making of Big Face Hunters. I also posted it on the Dust Spot on my page.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can see the making of how we get down in the booth, in the studio. You know what I'm saying? We be grinding it out.
Let's see, man. As we get ready, it comes to a close of mine. Every last one of y'all, if you miss any parts of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, look for the episode that says Hot After Dusk, Bangham County Voice, and you can listen back. to that man. I mean, it's and you know what I wanted to say, it's definitely been a pleasure having y'all. Y'all definitely a treat, you know, first off being just being able to talk to y'all about your music, and then also y'all personalities on some of this other stuff, like the crazy booty pop. Because I know y'all can connect. Like I said, I know y'all can connect with that in Florida. Everybody gets to, man, every time they get it, I'm like, ooh, they got chicks out there. But some of you got poking them saying, can you see that's real? So, I mean, it's still a jiggle, but it's the type of jiggle. But,
yeah. Well, we appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Bang County Boys on the best spot.
Bang County Boys once again on the best. Ooh, ball.
Yeah.
And we rolling out, y'all. Y'all know how we end every show. That's in everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever a J, whatever a Bangham County Boys, or whatever you, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J, rolling on out. Can't think on it.